The 19-year-old Ahmed al-Najjar from Burin, a village near occupied Nablus, was the last Palestinian falling victim to Israeli violence. Ahmed's death was more than painful for his bereaved mother, who insisted that her son was murdered by those she described as children killers.
My son was only 19 years old. What was his fault? They say we are terrorists. They're the real terrorists. May God take our revenge on them. They're killing our children, depriving us of our children.
Hundreds of Palestinians attended the funeral procession of Ahmed. Mourners waved the Palestinian flags and held pictures of the slain teenager, chanting anti-Israeli slogans. The mourners said that the slain teen was killed on purpose after the Israeli troops set up an ambush near the scene. They demanded an end to Israel's killing of children and teenagers.
He was walking near a bypass road returning home. According to eyewitnesses, he was killed in an ambush set by the Israeli forces. Medics said he was shot from a point-blank range. They could have arrested him or even just fire at him and only wound him, but they chose to murder this young man.
It's obvious that an ambush was set close to the Israeli settlement, and when the Israeli soldiers saw some of the Palestinian youths walking, they opened live ammunition directly on them. They want to send a message to the settlers that the Israeli soldiers are deployed to protect them, even at the price of killing more Palestinians.
At the end of the day, Palestinians insist that the Israeli army policy is based on killing the children and teenagers because it's afraid that when grown up, these children will take arms against Israelis. However, they say that these tactics only serve to strengthen the Palestinian cause to end the Israeli occupation.
Palestinians say there's a growing trend among Israeli forces to target and kill Palestinian youths and minors under unjustified reasons. This has further raised more angry calls by the Palestinians that Israeli officials must be held accountable for their escalating crimes and violence. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Burin Village, occupied Nablus.